what I expected of one of the Hitler.
Well, his father died of cancer, no other family. Chad inherited the house with the money. Also owns a bike shop in Pacoima.
You've got some bad intel. No skinheads around here. Full heads of hair everywhere, look.
You're the leader of a white supremacist group, correct?
White separatists. There's a difference.
How does one separate the races in L.A., sir?
You're not a skinhead. Got it. We're investigating you on suspicion of stalking Mark Richards. Did you call him last night?
Hey, go help your mom. Go. That's my girlfriend's kid. He's not used to unfriendlies.
The Richards family has been targeted by skinheads. You clearly associate with them?
We're a nonviolent political organization. Most of us have families, kids. We just want a better world for them.
When was the last time you saw Mark Richards?
Mark Evans. Changing your name doesn't change who you are.
So you know who we're referring to?
And Mark recruited me out of high school. No, he was a skinhead. Taught me about the world, its injustices. He really wanted to change society and its wrongs. And I believed that we could do it. I was his proud soldier.
He's moved on. Maybe you should too.
Is that why you're here? To give me that pearl of wisdom? Like, I've moved on. Mark sidelined my life. I went to prison because of him.
You went to prison because you put a man in a coma.
I don't appreciate you coming here, guest in my home, waving your guns and your badges around the kids, and leering in judgment of the very people who pay your salaries.
We'd be happy to discuss this downtown.
You two sit in judgment of me and my beliefs, but they come with integrity. Do yours?
So you're a good skinhead.
Hey, watch it.
That word. These kids already get enough torment for their beliefs. And now they have to hear that word from the colorful LAPD at their own barbecue. For instance, detective, if I were to tell you to go back to where you came from, Mexico, China, would that hurt your feelings? So what gives you the right to judge me and what I stand for?
That tattoo on your neck does, sir. It tells me you stand for hatred and bigotry and believe in a world of separation. I'm okay with judging that.
Ben, Mr. Hewitt, this is your only warning. Stay away from Mark and his family. Let's go.